to Mr. Clamp, Executive Officer's Report.
That's a written item in your agenda. I don't have anything further to add to that at this point.
Any board member questions or comments? Okay, next item, consider direction to staff to seek funding for satellite offices in Wairika and Eureka, and I assume it's a reference to sub-offices. But,
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I'll start with a broad understanding of what is the board's direction. Excuse me. What is the board's direction in this matter? Staff understands that this is to have a more palpable presence in the Eureka and Wairika areas, given the nature and scope of the issues that this board and those that we regulate are dealing with. By that I mean that I propose staff is working under the notion that we're going to approach this in a light fashion. We do not intend to go with a fully staffed office in the area right now. However, what we'd like to do is provide for office space and also a venue to have meetings with the stakeholders and those that do business with us, and a venue that we can call our own. To that, what we propose we do is that we co-locate with existing agencies in the area. It would be much easier if one of the agencies that share the Cal EPA umbrella, that we share the Cal EPA umbrella, where it was in the area, whether it be Eureka or Wairika. That does not exist. However, there is interest for us to help out other agencies that are seeking space. For example, the California Coastal Commission is in its eighth year of looking for new space in the Eureka area, and they are hopeful that in their latest quest they will be successful through the formal administrative process of the state to seek office space. In that, we might be helpful to them in terms of the area. The building that they have now set their sights on is in downtown Eureka, and it's larger than what they need. So that is always problematic for an agency. So it is, the opportunity is there. The time frame for this, well, I hope that we can accomplish having temporary quarters in 2008. Do we have the money? I believe so. Where are we going to get it from our travel budget? We have robbed our travel budget because it's in our operating expenses to pay for our fleet of vehicles, which there is no line item in our budget to do that, but it's an expense and it's valid. It's completely legal. And in talking with the space management folks in Sacramento, they indicated that co-locating with another agency was probably the most expeditious way of going. We did this in 2002. By this, I mean we did the formal proposal. Here it is, and having a small presence in the area was part of the package. Unfortunately, this package also was bundled up with a fully staffed office of 37 people in Eureka. And in 2002, that was the era in which deficits burdened the state of California, and we issued 20 layoff notices to our staff. So that all crashed in flames. At that point in time, it was buried. So here we are again. I add that the McKinleyville Community Services District sent a letter of support yesterday, so I will be giving them a call. They offer their help to whatever they can do to help us out in the quest to having a office space in the area, which I appreciate on behalf of staff, and I will be giving them a call. And so besides them, the Coastal Commission and Department of Fish and Game, I hopefully will have good news for you. I propose to make this a standing item in front of the board, not stop, and go ahead and secure the office. Some corner, somewhere that we can call our own. With regards to the Wairika area, it's a little bit more challenging. However, out there, we have taken two steps. Number one, when we have a large meeting in the area, we can always use the offices of the Central Valley Board in Redding. We have done that. They allow us, as long as we give them a heads up that we're coming, they will reserve office space for us to have meetings. With regards to staying in the Wairika area for extended periods of time, we figured out that we can save out of our state budget by having vacation rentals in the Mount Shasta area are cheaper for a number of people to stay in that and still come in within the under the $84 a day for lodging in the state. So it's been working well for Andy and Brian when they spent a whole week in Wairika. But still, we're missing that place that we could call sort of our own to have meetings.
Does that count?
We're working on it.
Does that count as vacation then if they're in a vacation?
Just the only concern
ski season.
The only concern I would have with that is how that voucher is submitted to the state for reimbursement. That it's being well done. It's well received. It works very well. Yeah. So
lift tickets are hard to justify, though.
Yes. So to wrap up, I would advance that paying part of somebody else's rent to the tune of $35,000 a year we can afford, and we can do that, and that's sort of the ballpark that I'm setting aside to accomplish this. In terms of budget, we have a budget now. We have money to spend. We need a new amplifier for this room because we want to prevent this from happening, and it's on the list. I apologize for the way that has not been working. With that sort of wraps up the report for the time being. If you have any specific questions, I'd be glad to answer them. We're going to proceed with this approach. We will also equip our staff when they're in the area so that they're not depending on the kindness of others. We have new laptops now. We will have portable printers and so that people can communicate with them. They all have cell phones so that, you know, they are available in the area for those that they're doing business with. They can just call them and, you know, they'll show up, that kind of thing.
Do we envision permanent staff there or staff that is from Santa Rosa that is just simply on site for a week or a day or whatever it is?
Both, and I'll qualify that because right now we have two staff that live in between here and Eureka. That would be Adonna White and Joelle Gephardt. So they can have a more permanent presence in the area over there if there is a place that they can call an office. Right now, they telecommute. They show up at meetings in the area, but there's no place for them to be. And so, yes, it would be a more permanent venue for people like Joelle and Adonna.
Are any other regions, I mean, I assume somewhere else in California, the similar problems? And have they, and I'm not familiar at all with the technology, but I would think in the modern era of some kind of cameras and conferencing centers or being able to do more than just have a phone conversation with somebody in a different office. Is that?
That's in the works. There's what the state board calls an enterprise contract goes throughout the entire system by enabling us to have the capability to put more in the pipe. We now have the equipment in the office. It arrived. The teleconference equipment arrived here. We have it here, but we can't plug it in because we can't stuff it in the pipe, if that's the right terminology here. We can't carry on video and then have our internet connection and email working at the same time. The capacity is not there. We don't have the line. But the state has embarked to enable that to occur, and that's where we're headed. And testament to that is the fact that I can show you the equipment is sitting in Greg's cube back there. We just can't plug it in right now, but that's where we're headed. Yes, having that capability.
Well, just a little bit. I don't think we want a full office, and that's not envisioned. And even though the Central Valley has a full office in Redding, mm-hmm. I do want to say talking to a lot of people in Wairika, but I don't know quite how to handle this at the public level, but everyone privately says, well, it'd be okay if we were in the Reading office, that that's close enough.
Okay. Yes, for meetings.
So I may get castigated for going that far, but I heard that a lot. Okay. And to me, to have cooperation within state agencies is, from a taxpayer standpoint, so delightful a yes. concept that it's very attractive. So I do think the sub, and then the other thing that I think the agencies that most successfully use it is, they have people that are located locally, obviously high use, you know, key issues, but also use it sort of to separate out the wheat from the chaff for like the Santa Rosa division, like Coastal Commission. Overall, it just says, you know, that's a tiny issue. I mean, you may have five people appealing it or something, but it's really pretty tiny. But here's a big issue. And a lot of the efficiencies they get is just identifying what's really on the ground important and what isn't, and just in the selection of people that can make it work, having that talent base is a real good one.
Okay. I don't have anything else to add, so if you have any other questions, we will make this a standing item with your permission.
Thank you. And does anyone else have a comment? Or?
Okay.